GWA, welcome to another edition of Standard in Paradise. Today we have a very special guest slash victim who has agreed to be stranded today. Lady Bonusray 86, one of our illustrious mod team, has agreed to get his own back after having been stranded involuntarily in at least two other people's interviews. Hello!
Hey. I don't know how to call myself an illustrious mod member. That kind of makes my head swell. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for.
Well, also, then I'm in the right place.
Also, they say. In case you haven't been paying attention, or if this is our listener's first time listening to one of the Stranded in Paradise interviews.
Oh, I'm a ravenous fan.
Ravenous? Wow. That's quite intimidating. Unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation in this paradise. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations, and a few luxuries. But you have no idea where you've ended up. So the first question I always start out with is always, describe what you see. What is paradise to you?
Well, you know, it's funny is everybody else has always done like a Caribbean island or, you know, some tropical paradise, right? Yeah. Mine's going to be a little bit weird. I'm going to go inland with this one. Okay. I'm going to go towards the Appalachian Mountains with this one.
That's really which, exciting.
For anybody who doesn't know, for all you West Coast weirdos, it's a gorgeous forested mountain chain with tons of rivers and lakes and ponds, and literally you just sit and it's quiet and it's beautiful. So that is my paradise. But there would be a cabin. I would have a cabin, right, in the middle of this forest.
You have rather fortuitously been abandoned right next to a convenient cabin-shaped structure.
Yes.
It's really handy. Have you spent much time up there on your own?
Yeah, I actually, last year, I spent a number of days out there hiking and just, you know,
so
it's kind of one of my solitude places.
Yeah, Kat wasn't too far off when he chose you and said that you sound kind of like a wilderness kind of guy.
no, he wasn't.
all right, so...
I just tried to make him feel bad about it, that's all.
And him with no defense.
I know.
Other than self-deprecation, which... all right, well, normally I would say what kind of shelter do you build, but since you've already given yourself a cabin,
yep.
do you make any additions to your cabin? Is it...
I mean, you know, I'd probably, like, cover any holes in the roof or anything like that, but...
You wouldn't add a hot tub, or...
Ooh, I don't know, man. Hot tub does sound nice. I mean, I could find like a random jacuzzi or what have you, you know?
Yeah, sure.
That's in there. Somebody just abandoned and just be like, oh, sweet. I have running water. This is awesome. I've got two problems handled with the price of one.
So what counts as home comforts in a cabin in the mountains?
What counts as home comforts in the mountains? Well, a warm blanket. And something to cook food with and something to keep food cold with. I mean, that's really all you need, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody's always like, oh, cell phones and laptops and computers and stuff like that. I'm like, you need to get away, you know?
Just to be clear, you're being stranded indefinitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would be perfectly fine. I mean, I might come out a little bit crazier than I already am now, but, you know, is that really such a bad thing?
So what's the most important thing in your cabin? Like, apart from the kind of blankets and the
like that I brought with me or that I found in the cabin?
Either or, really, as long as you can sell it to me. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if you say, like, a gold bullion, I might question that slightly. But, you know, if you...
Yes, because a gold bullion is going to help me survive in the forest for a year.
You're stranded indefinitely.
I would say probably some sort of contraption for sharpening blades. So, you know, if I had an axe with me, which would probably be in my list of things that I brought to survive, and obviously my knife, which I carry with me everywhere anyway, you know, something that I could keep those sharp, because over time those are going to get dull, you know, chopping wood and all those, you know, manly things I'd be doing out in the woods. So I would kind of like some kind of whetstone or something that I would want to have in the cabin or on my person or something that I could use to sharpen those up with.
So interestingly, I did a course not that long ago on kind of wilderness and outside education. And we were dealing with knives quite a lot as part of that course. And we were shown like a knife sharpening block, and it had like three sides with different kind of, and the thing looked like a cheese grater, and I must have spent about a half an hour looking at it, turning it around in my hands. I couldn't work out how the thing worked. Like, it didn't look like the blade in any way would touch the colored, like, sandpaper surfaces underneath it.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. I'm so fascinated by stuff like that. Honestly, it doesn't take much, but clearly.
Clearly, I'm fascinated by a triangular shaped whetstone.
No mocking me, or I'm going to start throwing wild animals at you.
Ooh, so scary.
Well, speaking of animals, then. The next question that everyone gets asked, if you can tame one animal from the wild to keep as your pet up there in the mountains, what do you choose?
It would either be a coyote or a mountain lion, one of the two. Because, one, they're very closely related to the animals that we domesticate as cats and dogs. But, two, they're predators and they hunt. So they're very, very good at that, much more so than I am with primitive tools. So using them to help take down prey would be quite essential. Not to mention, you know, bobcats and mountain lions look cuddly. So, you know, aww, if you could tame one, you'd be fine. It's the untamable ones that you want to be like, okay, fuck that shit, I'm out.
I've got this image of you kind of like with charcoal smeared war paint on, crawling through the Appalachian mountain bush.
Well, he pretty much nailed it, so
trying to sneak up on a squirrel without the help of a bobcat. It's amazing. Are you a pet person? Is that something that you
I'm a dog person. I'm not so big on cats. I mean, there's been a few cats that I've known in my life that have been like, you're cool. Most of them I think they're demon spawn, but
does that
it's
make
true,
them
though.
More attractive to you? Because I think that often, if you're not a cat person, they instantly sense that and come and sit all over you.
Yes. Like, my family's cats, none of which that I like. No way, I take that back. I like one of them. But even her, it's kind of like I stand you.
Yeah.
I show up at the house and they're just like...
Have they always had cats?
Do I smell good? Oh yeah, we've always had cats. Ever, like, well, I think probably ever since I was at least 8 or 9. At least 7, 8 or 9, we've always had a pet. And we had 13, I think 13 or 15 cats at one point.
What, at the same time?
Yeah, we live on a fairly large property, so, you know, it wasn't like they were all like squashed inside a house with us. But yeah, it was 13, and then, you know, they kind of like wandered off in the woods, and we get eaten by wolves and shit.
We have that problem in the UK. That's convincing. They've basically found someone to feed them more.
Yeah.
That's the only reason a cat goes missing in the UK. All right. So this is your priority, right? If you've had enough time before you got stranded to download 2 audios from GWA to take with you, which ones did you choose?
Oh, Jesus. I knew this question was coming because I'm such a ravenous fan. I've listened to all 3 of them.
Of course.
and, oh, God. I mean, the sad thing is, and this is going to probably, like, lower everyone else's expectations of how I live my life, but I don't listen to GWA audios that much, like, anymore. And I did when I first started 2 years? Jesus, it's been 2 years. God damn. 2 years ago. I was listening to multiple audios a day, and I kind of developed a group of people that I follow and that I listen to on a routine basis. And Let's see.
They don't necessarily have to be recent ones if they stick in your mind.
I know. I'm digging back through my archive in my brain here and going, what do I...
Bear chose your the dumb panel that you did purely based on its length. Like, for entertainment purposes, it was like 2 hours.
You know, that probably would be one of them. Mm. And that sound, I know that sounds kind of like stuck up. I want to listen to my own self for 5 hours. But we had so much fun recording that panel. We just, I mean, and you can tell because most of the laughter and stuff wasn't edited out. So you can kind of tell that we're just enjoying the 5 fucking hours that we spent with each other. So that would be one of them. And so that makes the other one obviously like, you know, something you need to be able to listen to again and again. Yeah. And I believe she goes by Beth Katana on GWA. Mm-hmm. And she did like a spa massage one. I can't remember the name of it. And this was quite a while ago. This was probably 6 or 7 months ago. And I just really enjoyed it. It was really relaxing. And like, it was kind of one of the ones you can just kind of close your eyes to and just you feel your body relax and you kind of enjoy it. And it wasn't it was sexual, but it wasn't so much that it was sexual, it was the relaxation part. And sure. She has a very nice voice, a very relaxing voice, so that's probably be the other one that I download. I've had the pod panel to make me laugh, I've had the dom panel to make me laugh, and then I have that one to make me relax, and that would be fine with me.
Super Happy Death Squad did something very, very similar recently, and I was just blown away by just how I was like a puddle by the end of it. Like, I was like, oh, I'll give this a go.
Puddles are
like
good.
By the end of it, I was like, I didn't want to move. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so by extension, which two GWA members, and here's where you get to take your own back, really, which two GWA members will you have stranded and brought with you?
You know, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna pull a Bear, and I'm gonna get Bear and No Name. And that's just because you know, it's funny that he picked the both of us, but at one point in time, I think we still do occasionally, we called ourselves the Three Musketeers. It's kind of like where you find the one, you find the others, you know.
Sure.
When I started, after I joined GWA and I lurked and I posted a little bit, I started in Skype groups and just meeting people, and I met No Name and I fanboyed over him, not because I like his audios, but because I knew how popular he was. Right. I was like, a popular guy likes talking to me and he thinks I'm funny. This, you know, this is gold. I'm good. You know what I mean? And then Bear talked to me. I was like, okay, the dude's not actually as scary as he sounds in his audios, so he's cool. And then, you know, and he's going to kill me for saying that, but
he has just, a patina of fear that he likes to maintain.
We've become such good friends. I mean, I could honestly say that those two are two of my best friends. And so to be able to share that adventure, I think, you know, as much as we'd probably bicker every now and again about, you know, like who fucking farted or some shit like that, I think it would be a fun experience. It would make the experience fun. Not to mention that, you know, I would think that Bear's pretty capable with himself as far as survival stuff, and No Name's probably pretty capable with himself as well. So sure. We shouldn't have that much of an issue like going, well, you're the fucking lazy guy who just sits around and eats all the shit. So
you might need a bigger cabin. One of you's fucking the others off.
We'll add a room on. I mean, you know, that's what we'll do.
Sure. A lumberjack song. All right. So what sounds do you think might keep you awake at night?
What sounds would keep me awake?
Aside from the fact that you're now essentially living with No Name and Bear.
I was gonna say Bear snoring, but now that we have to go outside of that, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been like in like a full-on forest, like, you know, like, where there's literally nothing around you for miles but forest. It's dead quiet. I think any sound would wake me up. I don't know if it would keep me awake. Like, once I figured out what it was, you know, unless I realized it was like a bear crashing around the woods outside of our cabin.
That might keep you awake.
You know, not the Danish bear that's inside the cabin.
Bear
But,
versus bear.
You know, I might be a little bit, you know, yeah, you know, sick 'em. But I might be a little concerned for a little bit, you know, and then go back to sleep. But honestly, like, you know, being out in the forest and like just falling asleep to the sounds is probably one of the most relaxing things in the world. But it would be that random odd, you know, animal passing by, or like if a freaking, I don't know, a jet plane flew over, I'd be like, what the fuck? Wake me up.
I once slept in a tent. We don't have a whole lot of wilderness in the UK. You have to go up to the Scottish Highlands, and even that's a bit of a push to call that wilderness. But I was camping in a field, essentially an industrial centre, outside a town a few years ago, and I was woken up by a badger snuffling around outside the tent, because I had never heard that sound before, and when it's 3 inches from your face, it's quite loud. I just didn't know for a solid 2 minutes. I listened to that going, what the fuck is that? And I realized what it was.
I was camping out in on the Appalachian Trail, which is a trail that runs from Georgia to Maine. And people hike that. They start in Georgia and work their way up to Maine. Some people do it backwards, but it's better to do it forwards. Right. And I woke up one night to what I'm pretty sure was the sound of a bear sniffing the outside line of my tent, because it was very loud and it was very close, and you could hear him shuffling around. And I'd done the smart camper thing and hung my food up in the trees so he couldn't get it and everything. And he was just sniffing around, you know. But like, there is nothing that strikes fear to the heart of anyone but that noise that, you know, like, it's, you know, like, you know, like in the scary movies when they know it's something terrifying behind them, but they don't want to turn around because they don't want to see it and know for sure that it is something scary. That's the feeling that you get, like that piercing heart. I know what the fuck this thing is, but I don't want to look at it because I don't want to admit to myself that it actually is there.
I'm kind of glad that the scariest thing we have is, well, squirrels.
That's absolutely terrifying. I mean, you know, they can throw nuts at you. Have you ever had a squirrel throw nuts at you?
No. They knock down my feet a lot.
They're like freaking baseball players, dude. Like, at my house, I'm like standing in my driveway one day, you know, getting out of my car, and it's like, turn around, there's a fucking squirrel with a nut in its hand like a baseball. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh. Going through so many peanuts on our bird feeder because the squirrels are just taking them all. Anyway, my thing, they ate my Asiatic lily bulbs. I'm not okay with this situation.
Time to get a pellet gun.
Moving. I'm not even sure they're legal in the UK. Anyway, do you think you could devise a way to generate power? And if so, what do you think you might use it for? While you're up there,
if there was a stream nearby, you could always use hydro. Yeah, I guess that would depend on if there was a generator there. And I mean, No Name's an electrician, so we could theoretically use whatever skills he had to maybe rewire the damn thing. But you know, if there's a stream nearby, you could build a windmill, because there's a lot of wind up in the trees. But what would we use it for? That'd be probably use it for like heating the cabin, you know, or providing just like security lights at night, like putting lights outside. Yeah, so he can tell if it's actually a bear standing outside the cabin.
Then you have to admit to it.
This is true. But then you're inside and you turn up, then you're inside, you turn the light on, you look outside, you go, oh, it's a bear. But we're inside,
like,
we're fine.
Schrodinger's bear.
Yeah,
Like
basically.
it's a
That's
bear,
pretty much
but
what
not
it
a
is.
bear.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bear until you look at it, but it is a bear because it's there.
They're the most
So.
dangerous, you know, Schrodinger's bear. Okay,
I'm
so
sure we'd find some way to use electricity to like shock each other or something because that's what we do.
yeah, I was gonna say you'd use it for a practical. No, I don't think. I
Mean,
think you'd
when you have a
probably.
room full of sadists, something is going to happen.
Yeah, I want to see who comes out in that fight. Who comes out? That's
Me, duh.
no, really. The Schrodinger's bear, surely. All right. So, since you're stuck out there with no way to get home, do you think it's more important to entertain yourself or develop new skills?
I would entertain myself by developing new skills because that, like, whenever I've taught myself, like, how to do things in the wilderness, you know, make a trap or make a fire by using the bow, that like the bow and stick method or what have you, and I actually do it and it works, and you have that like aha moment of like, I did it, this actually works, I can do this.
That's adorable.
That entertains myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think there'd be certain skills that I've tried in the past that I would probably continue to fail at and just be like, fuck this bullshit. Like, whoever made this up is like a fucking wizard or some shit like that. Like, this doesn't work, you know? But I think for the most part, I think, I mean, you know, I'd be entertaining myself too by like trying to teach Bear and No Name some skills. I assume that Bear has skills. For some reason, I don't assume that No Name has outdoor skills. I don't know why. And I could be completely wrong, but I
I need
just
to
kind
get
of
him
like,
to agree to do one of these to
yes,
find out.
because, you know, I kind of assume that he just doesn't have them. I don't know why, but like, I think it would be funny to like try to teach him how to use, because like, I know how frustrated he can get with things. And eventually he'd just be like, fuck this bullshit. Like, you can do it. Why are you making me do this? Like, what the fuck? I would entertain myself by frustrating the two of them. That would be, you know. And learning new skills myself.
I'm sure they can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. So what's your biggest fear now that you're stranded?
What is my biggest fear? This is going to sound really weird considering I hike in the mountains, but heights. Like, if I were to go to like the very precipice of the mountain, the very peak, and look down, like, I've done, nope, bye, see you, fuck you, I'm gone. Like, that's you know, I can hike up in the mountains and I can hike up in the heights and look out over valleys, but you get me on like an edge of something where there's a drop, nope, 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 done. Bye bye, see you later.
Do you not have to tackle the heights or anything in your job or in day-to-day stuff, or is it just in the context of?
I do, but it's more controlled than, that would be. You know, there's no railings, there's no safety lines, there's no safety nets, no nothing. Whereas in my day-to-day, you know, volunteering, whatever, that's something I deal with, but there's safety measures in place. So I don't really have to worry about it as much as, you know, standing up on the precipice of a mountain and looking over. I'm getting uncomfortable thinking about
Ah.
it. As it is. But
Far
yeah, so
be
you
it
know.
for me to put my victims through any
Oh,
course of
far be it.
discomfort.
Yeah.
This is the only opportunity I ever get to do so.
You horrible person.
That's me. I'm awful.
Yeah, that is my greatest fear is heights. It's like falling from heights, basically.
Sure. What? Who was it that said, "It's not heights I'm afraid of, it's depths." Like, I'm all right being on the
I
height.
don't know, but that's very profound.
Yeah, I've got a feeling it was a comedian, which might detract a little from the. If anybody knows, tell me in the comments who said that. I could probably Google. I'm not gonna. All right. So, given that it's an indefinite amount of time that you're stranded, how might you go about fashioning new clothes for yourself?
Animals. You know, deer skin. I probably, just because it's so freaking cliche, would make myself a coonskin hat. Just because that's like when people think of like if you say the word Daniel Boone, right? Uh-huh. For two Americans, maybe not to the people in the UK, but if you say the word Daniel Boone to Americans, I would guarantee you 99% of them think of a guy in deerskin pants and a deerskin jacket with a coonskin hat. Like, that is the ultimate, like, outdoor rough and tough kind of guy. So I would make it, if anything, to go back home and be like, ha-ha, I made a coonskin hat, bitches. You know?
Does this come under developing new skills? Like, tailoring?
Yeah, more than likely, because I've never tried to make one before. So that would be interesting. Because more than likely, I would pick, like, the smallest raccoon that I could find, because it'd be the easiest to kill. And then it'd be like, fuck, this doesn't fit my head. And obviously, No Name and Bear have bigger heads than I do, so it wouldn't fit theirs either. So we'd just all be like staring at this hat going, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it's not going to work.
This tiny hat.
Either that, or we'd like, you know, I don't know, start making moonshine and like get drunk and then start passing it around to see who could like keep it in their head longest or some shit like that. I don't know.
So making moonshine, do you think you'd end up falling back on that? What would you make it from?
Well, moonshine is basically distilled alcohol and mash. So, mm-hmm. You know, obviously, depending on what you find around the cabin, and being that we're there indefinitely, if you start growing something, growing grain, you could eventually get to the point where you make mash and you have a pot that you condense it in and you cook it up and then you distill it. And I mean, it's going to taste probably like shit because none of us really know how exactly to make alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'd probably end up making something that was like akin to something that would pull paint off of cars. But,
well, you know, if you find any cars, pull some paint.
Right. Yeah. I'll de-rust this car. Pour more stuff on top of it. See what happens. Scientists hate this trick.
Oh, God. Clickbait stranded in paradise.
Yep. Ugh. You know it.
Yeah. So I went to a really interesting, I'd call it a presentation or a workshop or something, about making, not fruit wine, but like tree sap wine from like the sap of the silver birch. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely delicious. So I think I'd probably be sticking
with it. Yep. I mean, I definitely try to make alcohol, like, because, I mean, I'm because sorry.
You have to survive living with No Name and Bear.
And they have to survive living with me. So, between those two reasons, we have to make alcohol of some kind. It has to happen.
See, I was not going to ask this, but I think I will. So
okay.
I know the answer. Given that you're in a forest, the answer is pretty obvious, but I want to know if you've got a different one. What method do you use to stay warm at night?
I think the first couple of nights, I would probably use like pine tree branches and leaves and stuff to cover me up. But then obviously, you know, thoughts to survival, so getting deer, you know, preferably getting a bear, because that would be the ultimate prize as far as warmth goes. Mm. Because once you make a bearskin blanket, I mean, you're good. Like, you don't have to worry about it.
Unless it's a Schrodinger's bear blanket.
Yeah, well, yes.
It's either a blanket or not a blanket.
Theoretically, it's there, but you don't know.
Yeah.
So, but it's cold outside. Snuggle up with your Schrodinger's blanket.
I feel like this isn't going to work.
Right.
Do you not build a fireplace or anything inside the
car? Oh, absolutely. More than likely, it probably would have one. But if not, then we'd fashion something.
Yeah.
It would have some sort of a wood stove or something. So that would be, obviously, the next priority too is get a fire going. So, you know.
Cool. All right. So
those nights get cold.
Yeah, I can imagine. We don't really get cold here. I mean, we can, but it lasts about 3 days and the whole country shuts down. I really wish I was kidding, but I'm not. Like, the train tracks.
We got down to -2 last winter, -2 Fahrenheit, which I have no idea what that is in Celsius, but it's really fucking cold.
We don't, whatever it is, we don't reach it. The train tracks buckle under stress, like heat and cold.
Yeah.
And so and our country runs on trains.
Yes, so, I know.
So it shuts down. Everybody just goes, no, I don't think it will. It just stays at home. Oh, it's awful. All right, so talking of home, what are you missing? You've been there a few months. What are you missing from home?
Internet, probably. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's about it. Like, whenever I used to go hiking or whatever, that was my getaway from everything else. Like, I put up with driving to work and working with people and talking with people. Like, I like certain people, but I don't like people as a collective. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it like, makes sense.
Society pisses me off.
Do you describe yourself as an introvert then? Like, I don't necessarily.
Oh, absolutely. Like, a lot of people, when they hear that, they go, no, not you. Like, you're so friendly and warm. And I'm like, but you don't know that I'm secretly murdering you inside my head. You know, it's like, there's a reason why I don't go to the mall during Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because I would murder people. Like, I don't like them that much. And so I put up with people, and those are my friends.
Yeah.
And then I'm nice to other people because I have to be, because I get paid to be.
Right.
But everybody else can just go fuck themselves.
See, we went from love and warmth.
There's love from friends and family. And there's warmth of a different kind for everybody else.
Just drown them with you. Fine, good. I know what the answer to my last question is going to be. is there any... So when you go on vacation, when you decide to take yourself off and disappear, mm-hmm. is there ever one thing that you absolutely need to take with you?
One thing that I absolutely need to take...
Like, aside from the obvious ID and traveling
and stuff. I almost always, without fail, but never use it, bring a notebook and a pen. Like, I have a Samsung Galaxy Note 5 that has a stylus on it. I can write notes there. And I have my laptop, which I always bring with me. But I always bring a notepad and a pen with the intention that at some point I will put away the electronics and sit down and do things old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. Because I do write on occasion when the fancy strikes me. Mm. And I used to write a lot more when I was a kid. And I always, everything that I wrote when I was a kid, I mean, I filled notebooks. It was crazy.
Sure.
Every time we went to the store, I felt like I was buying a new notebook. At least one or two or three. I've got like stacks of, I probably have a stack of like 20 or 30 that I have filled with all sorts of things. Sure. But I always bring it. But I never use it. Ever, ever, ever. It's empty. It is pure and blank as the driven snow. And the pen has been like used to write like short notes on receipts or sign receipts, but that's it.
Right.
It just sits in my backpack. Just pristine. Goes with me everywhere. Never gets fucking used. Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's like if everything else breaks, I have something that I can write with. Because apparently that is the most important thing that I possibly can have. So,
have you ever forgotten anything vital?
So I went to Indianapolis last year for some fire department training, and for those of you who have not seen me, I am bald by choice. I shave my head every day. I also shave my face and other things, and it's very important to me. It's like a ritual thing that I do every day when I shower. And I forgot my razor. I brought the shaving cream, I had the shampoo, I had the scrubby pad loofah thing that I have that they make for men. I don't know what it is. It's some scrubby pad thing.
Specifically for men, not specifically for women.
specifically for men. I mean, it's made by Axe, so you know.
So you know it's for men.
I had my body wash, I had everything that I needed except for a razor. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go out in the city that I've never been to, and I'm gonna go find a razor. Oh my God, how do you people in the city freaking live? Because it took me 2 hours and 3 miles of walking in this damn city to find a CVS so I could buy a razor.
Oh my God.
I mean, I found like really cool restaurants and these little like niche places on the way. So, I mean, it was worth it, you know? And I found a bar that I ended up spending like the last night, like getting stupid drunk in. The last night, I finished all my classes and I was headed home the next day. And I was just like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk because I can. And I'm on a trip and it's, you know, it's a thing. But I found that bar while I was out on this trek to find a freaking CVS. And like, I go out of my town and I can't freaking throw a stone without finding a store that I could go buy razors at,
Of course.
you know? And I go to the city and I'm like, how do you people freaking
Oh, I
live?
can't, I just can't even
Which
imagine.
is funny because I live in the country.
Like way
Like,
out or like rural?
pretty far out. I mean, the town that I live in, you know, has all the Super Walmart and restaurants and stuff. But you go 15 minutes outside of town and you're in the country with like cows and horses and sheep and all that sorts of fun stuff. And that's where my parents live. They live on farmland. And so you know, you wake up and the horses are next door and the donkeys are on this side and the cows are over here, and this person has chickens and sheep and goats and all that crap. You know, so that's what I grew up with.
I kind of feel actually like if we were going to be really mean, we should have stranded you in the middle of a city.
Oh yeah, I would have killed you. I would have killed people. Like I just that's how I mean I'm not a city, and I've heard people, oh, city's lovely. I love living in the city. The closest city that I can equate any city to for me is Washington, D.C. And I fucking hate it. It smells. It's loud. There's too many people. All the people are dicks. And it smells. And I don't like it. I enjoy day treks in, you know, I know enough about DC where like if I have a friend come over, you know, that's never been to DC, be like, oh yeah, I'll show you the sights. You know, so I take them to all the nice places. I stay away from all the smelly places. I stay away from the places where there's always guaranteed to be a crap ton of people and not enjoyable. And I've even taken two GWAers there in around DC, and we've had fun. But I hate it. I couldn't do it.
You're preaching to the choir. I had to move to London.
Yeah,
So
you know,
my
and
parents
I
came
feel
down.
sorry for you.
Oh, there's a lot to be said for living.
I
It's one
mean,
of the
no.
world's most metropolitan cities. I mean,
Sure.
it's huge,
So,
so.
you know, getting around and all that is nice because, you know, in DC, the metro and the buses. So you really don't have to worry about having a car. Like if you lived in DC and you worked in DC, you don't need a car. You can get anywhere you need to, taxi cabs and buses and the metro. Where I live, if you don't have a car, unless you work in town, you're fucked. There is no public transportation. There's no buses. There's no trains. There's no nothing. You know, the taxi cab system is whenever the guy who operates it's not drunk and can drive his car. I'm not even kidding.
Right, so we're
No,
not stranding you in a city. We've made that
that
abundantly clear.
would be the cruel
So
thing to do to me.
I'm curious then, if you're in your cabin in the woods and you've got all this wilderness around you. I'd ask if wilderness appeals, but you've kind of answered that solidly. Yeah.
So, that's like, I enjoy tropical things and I enjoy the beach, but the wilderness is my paradise. Mm. That's my getaway.
So do you want to signal for help? If somebody happened by,
I wouldn't actively seek it out. But if, say, for instance, somebody flew over the cabin in a helicopter, say, for instance, looking for us at some point in time, and saw that the cabin was, you know, had smoke coming out of the chimney and, you know, we're hanging around, and they showed up, I'd be like, oh, hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd probably, like, you know, try to figure out where the cabin was so I could go back to it whenever I wanted to.
Yeah.
So I could be like, now I have an escape that nobody else knows about except for Barrett, no name. And they're probably going to be like, yes, thank God, civilization. Well, maybe not Bear. He would probably try to move to his island with the freaking
people, and the flesh-eating
chickens and all that sorts of shit, which is fine. And no name would want to go back to San Francisco and do his thing. You know,
you want to be saved. As long as you can go back there.
As long as I can go back, I'm fine with it. If they told me, we're going to save you, but you can never go back, I'd be like, have a nice one.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye. And I mean, I'd miss the internet. I miss getting to talk to my friends over, like, Skype and stuff. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right. So you're back in civilization and in your previous routine. What is it about GWA that keeps coming back?
Well, you know, honestly, I can't even say it's GWA. I have to say it's Backstage. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't posted on GWA in almost a year, in actually a year. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't really listen to a lot of audios from over there. It's the community that keeps me coming back. And that's why I'm a mod on Backstage. That's why I do what I do on Backstage. Because yes, we have our creeps and weirdos. Hi, I'm weirdo and also sometimes creep. but we also have our amazing, talented, creative people that make this community the unique group that it is.
Yeah.
And to literally be able to pop onto Skype or to Kick at any point in time, and you're talking to somebody that could literally be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. We have people from Australia, Canada, Europe, Asia, and I believe South America. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally have almost all of the continents except for Africa covered that I know of. Mm-hmm. And that's just, how amazing is that, that you can find all of these people from all of these places, and the one thing that we have in common is we like making and or listening to audios that are sexy that other people made.
That's amazing, isn't it?
You know, and to be able to put them all together and for them to get along, for the most part, you know, we have our scraps and scrabbles and everything, but for them to get along and to produce the things that they do. Mm-hmm. You know, you doing this, for instance, I'm going to toot your horn here for a little bit.
Aww.
But, you know, you making this, like, this is a creative community building, community inviting thing that people enjoy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Playful did a post the other day about, you know, talking about what kinks don't you understand and what would you like.
Yeah, sure.
Stuff like that. Like, you see people come together and bring that, and then this whole group of people descends and goes, we're going to help you understand this and be a better person. And I love it. It's awesome. It's addicting as hell. I'm on Backstage probably 50% of my day.
Yeah.
And I'm in some way connected.
Is that why you mod? Because you can.
I modded because when Backstage started, I modded because mods were needed and I thought the idea was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick around because mods are needed and because the idea is cool and because the community is amazing.
Awesome.
So
Ordinarily, I'd ask you if you've got anything in the works, but I know that you're not creating content at the moment. So, is there anything that's coming up on Backstage that you want to tout or plug right now?
We are in the works of having an ongoing singing challenge. What that quite entails, I'm not sure yet, but we're in the midst of working it out with a few community members to head this thing up and to kind of see it take off.
Yeah.
So, and the point is more to be, we would love to see the community get together and share their talent in like a themed kind of a way with people. So we're going to see how this works out. So that's
Backstage in the musical.
Pretty much.
Oh my God. That's the best idea ever.
We have a modcast that should be coming out shortly. It's me and Snake and No Name. If we can figure out the editing issues with it, it'll be, but no promises. So we might have to re-record.
Always try to go, right, I'm not promising anything. I'm not, that's why I don't promise anything.
Yeah, there's been some editing issues that I had and I've now passed on to No Name. And if he can't fix it, I think we're fucked. But no pressure, No Name. As far as what I have in the works, because I do actually have a few audios in the works.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been the last thing that I ever did audio wise was No Name's Cake Day audio, the MMMMMMFFF for A or whatever the hell it was. I was a part of that and I was very honored to be a part of that. That was my first foray into the audio community in 8 months.
That's fine. I know people take breaks, but wow.
The one previous to that was my collab with Wicked Sub.
Yeah.
But I have two projects at the moment. I have a gunplay audio.
Well, that's kind of rare and niche.
Very, very niche. And it's the only one that I've ever done. And it's also a bit rapey.
Right.
So that's in production at the moment. It's been in production for the last 4 months, but it's in production. So that's what counts, right?
I'll be poking you with a sharp stick. How about that? Because that's the kind of impetus that works for you, right?
You better be careful because I'm going to poke back.
Yeah. Putting the sharp stick down now.
And I bite, so. And then the other one that I have working on, this is actually an idea I came up with last night, so I need to flesh it out and start recording it, is basically a 4-part slicking instruction audio.
Nice.
So I'm going to obviously test it a little bit with some people beforehand.
Are you taking questions now?
No. I already know who's getting it. They just don't know yet.
Rapey, you say?
The gunplay is. But the slicking one's not.
Yeah.
That one's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun if you are comfortable with yourself.
Right.
Because if you're not comfortable with your body, it's not gonna be fun for you.
With that tantalizing bit of information, I will leave that there. I will look forward to those in 7 months' time.
Right. 5 years later, I finally got the audio stuff.
GWA is no longer GWA, but I finished the audio. Great.
I was posted on Audio Candy or whatever the fucking other subreddits are. I don't know.
I'm sure it'll survive. It'll be fine. We're strong. All right. Well, I was gonna say I'll save you from paradise, but actually, I think you'd rather be left there. So I'll leave you there in your cabin.
I'm kind of gonna pull in LA and just be like, "Why am I leaving?" One thing that I didn't bring up that I think I would have had is the ability to have some sort of margarita machine. or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because it, and I didn't want to steal her idea, but it's such a brilliant idea. Like
Oh, she was
if
made for
somebody told
life.
me you have to get on this bicycle and you have to ride this thing that doesn't move, and that's how you provide electricity to this margarita machine, you can bet your ass I would do the tour of France. The Tour de France. The Tour de France. That's how you said it, the Tour de France. To freaking get this thing to work. Like I would I'm that,
I'm not
I
making
like
it without ice
alcohol.
machines.
What can I say? I like alcohol.
Apparently so. Oh, that's fine. I'll be your
So,
moonshine margaritas. I feel like that's a thing.
absolutely.
It should be a thing. You're gonna have to plant a lime
Can
tree
you,
to
I
get
mean,
the
can you
root.
imagine? Not, would it not be a fun picture to have Drunk Bear, Drunk No Name, and Drunk Me in the same room?
If you're all drunk and no one else is around to see it,
Does it really happen?
does it really happen? Schrödinger's drunk.
The Schrodinger Musketeers.
Gonna leave that there.
Yeah.
LB, thank you so much for joining me. I can't say what a pleasure it's been, and so I won't. It
Thank you for
has
having me.
been a massive pleasure. Thank you so much for agreeing to be stranded. I will have another interview up as soon as somebody else can stay still long enough for me to pin them down. But thank you, and yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Stay sexy.
Awesome.
Oh.